The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers at KRLA870.com. That's newsmakers at KRLA870.com. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
Well, are some people being released from jail when they shouldn't be during the coronavirus pandemic? We're going to go to Todd Spitzer, who is the district attorney in Orange County, to talk about just that topic and a few other things. DA Spitzer, thanks for taking some time to be with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Larry. Great to be here.
So we see this story all over the country where law enforcement has been under some mandates because, oh, we don't want to have so many people in our jails. Coronavirus, they could catch it. They're doing this release program. We hear in some communities, oh, it's nonviolent offenders and it's people who are just about done with their sentence. What do you say? What is really going on?
Well, thank you so much. And I think this is what, in retrospect, people are going to be very, very upset about. So what happened is as a result of the pandemic and the close proximity of inmates in our jail and prison facilities, there was some discretion given to the local sheriff to reduce his population by releasing a certain number of inmates early. So we're talking about people, say, 30 days left on their sentence, or a person with an underlying medical condition who maybe doesn't have the virus, but feels as if that would be a person to get out of the jail. And they could, you know, release them up to 60 days early, say, here in Orange County. Well, what has happened now, and again, Orange County does not have a jail overcrowding problem. In fact, as a result of this reduction in the inmate population, the jail is down 45%. The sheriff recently testified in front of the Board of Supervisors that he doesn't have an early release issue at all. He has no reason to release people early. And yet, our courts continue to release people under these more flexible orders that is jeopardizing public safety. It's kind of like when you flush your toilet, you know, the water stops running after the bowl refills. Well, in this particular case, they continue to run the water, but there's no reason anymore to let any water out. I mean, there's no reason to be releasing people early. In Orange County, we've had three real egregious situations. Just in the last few days, we had a street racer who was racing another car. That car crashed into a tree, burst into flames, and two people died inside. We've charged that particular suspect with manslaughter. And a court commissioner named Joe Dane, he reduced the bail in that case from $100,000 down to $20,000, and the defendant bailed out. We had another situation where we had a multiple career criminal, three-striker, burglar, who, you know, breaks into commercial establishments and steals things. He was let out of jail on a no bail, on his own recognizance. That just walked out the door while all his criminal charges were pending, seven serious felonies. And within days, he was caught on camera during a silent alarm burglary in Irvine. And when the police officer arrived, the first one, the fight was on. And that police officer ended up on his back. He ended up having to deploy a taser. The suspect had access to a knife. He had access to an axe handle. And so that officer could have been in serious trouble. In addition, we had a third population of individuals. These are career sex offenders, individuals who have been to state prison. These are individuals who, by law, have to wear a GPS monitor. They're monitored in real time by our parole agents because they went to state prison. In this particular case, this judge, same commissioner, appointed official, not elected, he also let seven convicted felons out of jail after credit time served, so just a de minimis amount of time, even though the statute requires a minimum of 6 months in jail for doing what? For either cutting off or tampering with their GPS monitor. That is the only way we know where these sex offenders are living or acting in our community, especially if they're transient. So, you know, here are some of the worst and most serious offenders, sex offenders, who have done things like child molestation, you know, forcible kinds of sex crimes against unconsenting victims, and yet he let these people back out on the street. So that you open this segment with the statement, are these, you know, nonviolent, non-serious offenders? They were supposed to be, but unfortunately, nothing is further from the truth. People who are committing real hardcore crimes are back on our streets.
We're talking with Orange County DA Todd Spitzer. Let me ask you this. At the same time, there seems to be an attitude in California to close the gun stores. Lawful people to protect themselves are being told they can't have a gun. React to that.
Well, my reaction is the Second Amendment is supposed to be sacred. Obviously, we relegate the not having guns to people who have been convicted of felonies and things like that. But your law-abiding citizen has every right to protect themselves. And look, you know, there's a lot of fear in our society. And I'm telling you, we're turning a chapter here where people were willing to shelter at home because they wanted to reduce the spread of the virus. But we're turning a corner because there's less infections of the virus. People are very frustrated. They've either lost their jobs or their jobs are in jeopardy. They've either lost their business or their business is in jeopardy. And they want to go back to work. They need to support their families. And protests are going to happen. The governor is threatening to close all the beaches. And people are mad and they're angry. And I'm afraid they're going to lash back. They're going to revolt. And if they do that, you know, then you might see mass arrests, protests, things like that. And that just means more civil disobedience and more frustration. It's not a good thing. We have a right to free speech. We have a right to protect ourselves. This pandemic was a license to control the outbreak of a disease. It wasn't a license to control our freedoms as free citizens in this country.
We're talking with the District Attorney of Orange County, Todd Spitzer. The individuals who were released out, there is some thought that, okay, there's a certain percentage that are recidivate, that commit crimes again. Is this not an invitation for them to go and commit more crimes and hurt honest citizens who are law-abiding, who are then kept from being able to protect themselves?
Well, we just saw that in the example I gave of the commercial burglar, career criminal. You know, he gets confronted by a police officer. He's in a business that has an alarm, and the police arrive, and he's ready to use violence to escape. So, yes, he is an opportunist, he's a career criminal, and yet the court let him out on his own recognizance. These sex offenders, I mean, Larry, there's a reason they're cutting off their GPS monitor, right? I mean, they don't want us to know where they are. They don't want us to be able to determine their whereabouts. If, God forbid, a sex offense occurs and they want to go back and trace the GPS of the particular suspect to see if they were in the area, so they can find out if they're the particular perpetrator, that wouldn't be possible if they cut off their GPS bracelet or they tampered with it by not charging the battery. That's why the legislature demanded that if you try to tamper with your GPS as a sex offender, you have to do a minimum of 180 days in jail. This commissioner, Joe Dane, let these people out with nothing more than a slap on the wrist. This pandemic was never supposed to be a get-out-of-jail-free card, but that's how it's been operated.
Well, is their argument going to be something like, look, we know this pandemic can spread, and it can spread through our jails, and our sheriffs and those who work the jails, the guards, are exposed to all this. We must have leniency to put these people out because we're the ones, meaning the state or the county, is going to be liable when these individuals get sick, and they're going to turn around and sue us and make a mint off the jail system.
So the response to that is my office was fully cooperative in trying to identify early on the individuals who posed the lowest risk to being released early. That exercise was completed. Now they are experiencing social distancing in the jail. All the inmates are wearing masks, and they are doing and implementing precautions to avoid that. I can't speak for other counties. I mean, in L.A. County, Sheriff Villanueva immediately released 3,500 inmates from his jail because under state law, he has the authority to do that, and he felt that was the best way to control his population. In our county, Sheriff Don Barnes has done a fantastic job managing his population, and so we don't have that problem in Orange County. So the question I've presented, and the reason I'm so angry about this, is if we don't have a problem in order to reduce the pandemic or the spread of it in our jail, why in the world are we continuing to release those who are charged with crimes and giving them the opportunity to go out and recidivate? It makes no sense, and it's unacceptable.
All right. I'm going to ask you some sidebar questions. Going to just throw them at you. There are some businesses in California who've decided that's it. They're either going to run out of money or their employees won't have work, and they're going back. You've got some a hair salon, I think, out in the Corona area, something in Northern California. Would you prosecute these people, or are they just trying to save their livelihoods?
Well, it's interesting because if you read the governor's order, it's not written properly. If the governor is trying to keep people at home or off beaches with an enforceable order that's enforceable from a criminal point of view that I can utilize as the head prosecutor in Orange County, the answer is it is not. I believe the governor knows that. I believe the governor's lawyers have told him that. And so he's relying on local government to do the dirty work, essentially, and fill the shortfall of the order that doesn't cover the behavior he's trying to prohibit. Now, there's nothing that has stopped local governments from passing more restrictive ordinances. So the shop in Corona, she's opening up in utter defiance of an order. But she also said she was visited by the Corona police, and they did nothing about it. And the reason I think they did nothing about it is that they know it's not enforceable. And they've been advised by their city attorney it's not enforceable. So I think what's going to happen is if people start pushing back against the governor, they're going to win because the governor's orders are not enforceable.
And with that, we'll leave it there. Stay safe. District Attorney for Orange County, California, Todd Spitzer, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Larry. Great to be here.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.